我今天我们的讲员是刘少平牧师。
Our speaker today is Sophen Liu.
刘牧师他是在过去曾经牧养过教会。
Pastor Liu has shepherded church before.
也在十几年在中国这个地方十几年做这个培训的工作。
And he had It's been working for 10 plus years in China in bringing up leaders.
就是培训这些传道人、牧师还有教会的领袖。
To teach pastors and church leaders.
那么除此之外，刘牧师也写了不少的书。
And Pastor Liu has also written many books.
也就是这个系列一步一步学比如说箴言、诗篇、生命记。还有最近夜伯记。
And so he has written step by step learning Proverbs and Psalms and Deuteronomy and now Job.
所以我现在把时间交给他。
And so we'll give the time to him.
这个题目是延续我在过去两天在讲夜伯记里头的另外一个重点。
This subject is also another emphasis on the series that we've been covering, on the book of Job.
那个题目叫做苦难使人认识神。
And this title is Suffering Enables People to Know God.
很多人在研读约伯记的时候心里一直在寻找一个答案，就是为什么人要受苦？
And so oftentimes when people are reading through the book of Job, they're seeking for the answer of why do people must suffer?
为什么约伯会受苦？
Why did Job have to go through suffering?
其实也是帮助我们自己问为什么我或者我的朋友会受苦。
It's also a good question that helps us to understand why we ourselves or our friends must undergo suffering.
那我们在看这个约伯记的时候发现苦难这个问题其实是很复杂的。
And as we look through the book of Job, we realize that the issue of suffering is a very complicated problem.
那神也没有清楚告诉约伯为什么他会受苦。
And God did not clearly answer Job's question of why he had to go through suffering.
只是约伯最后明白一样事情，就是受苦使他更认识神。
But in the end, Job did understand that suffering enabled him to know God better.
那我今天是用了约伯记42章1到6节这段经文来开始。
So, today's message will begin with Job 42, 1 to 6.
那我只有这个 Chinese version, 没有英文的，那英文 Amy 会念，那我想你大概会很清楚，如果你要把圣经打开，那就可能更方便。
And it's only Chinese up there, but Amy will read this. But if you follow along in your English Bible, just please open it.
约伯回答耶和华说，第一节，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
You asked, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
那第四节，求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我，我从前风闻有你。现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
那其实约伯记是非常复杂的。
The book of Job is very complicated.
里面谈了许多很复杂的问题，一般的人在读约伯记的时候有点迷路了。
It includes a lot of puzzling questions that many people, when they read the book of Job, become lost.
但是到了第42章的时候，读到这段经文，就是把它背起来。
and so, but when you come to this passage, then it becomes clear.
前面讲了什么不知道。
Even though you're unclear about what was spoken of before.
那因为这段经文实在是很有力量，也使我们觉得这个很感动，所以有时候就把它背起来。
So this passage is very powerful and moves us, and we should memorize it.
那其实这一段经文呢，是表达了约伯最后对他自己的苦难，还有对神有一个很确定的理解。
But this passage speaks of Job's understanding towards his suffering and his further understanding of God.
那这是最后的一章，然后这边也是段非常关键性的经文。
And this is the last chapter, and this is also a very key verse.
那如果你再看前面，从第三章开始，我们看见约伯其实他所受的苦是很大的。
And starting from chapter 3, the things, the suffering that Job had to go through was great.
然后在第三章，他甚至咒诅自己的生日，是向往那种死亡里头的安息，胜过他当时的苦难的痛苦。
And so in verse 3, he was cursing the day of his birth and wishing for death, which would be more peaceful than the suffering that he was undergoing.
然后他跟三个朋友的争论，不但没有回答他心中的问题，反而引起他心里很多的不高兴。
And his discussion with his three friends not only did not resolve his problem, it caused more heartaches for him.
所以他向神申诉他的痛苦，他的悲哀，还有他的埋怨。
So he cried out his suffering and his sorrow and his complaints to God.
然后他不明白为什么一个义人要受苦，反而那些恶人反而兴旺。
He did not understand what a righteous man should suffer, but those wicked are prospering.
为什么那些坏人他们没有受苦呢？反而我这个敬畏神的人反而经受大的苦难。
And he wondered why are the wicked not suffering, yet the one who fears the Lord was suffering.
所以最后他只能够向神呼求，向神埋怨，甚至要跟神来争辩。
And so he cried out to God, he complained to God, and he wanted to argue with God.
他叫神来解释，让他明白为什么这样的事情可以发生在人生，发生在这个世界。
He wanted God to explain to him why do these things happen to life and to the world, and so he wanted to argue.
实在来说，如果上帝不显现，不介入，我们人永远就没有办法我们人世间的苦难这些问题。
So if God does not come in, then we cannot resolve the issue of the problems of this world.
我看见很多人受苦，因为他们不认识神，他们就是想出各种的原因来解释苦难，最后还是没有答案。
So I know a lot of people who do not know God, they undergo suffering and they try to find all kinds of answers for it, but it comes to nothing.
其实人是蛮有自信，也蛮骄傲。
But truly, men are full of self-confidence and pride.
尤其是自己平安没事的时候，然后又很成功的时候，我们人很有自信，而且觉得啊，全世界只有我这一个人存在。
But especially when things are going smoothly and they're successful, people think that they're the center of the world and that only them themselves exist.
但是当苦难临到的时候，人就开始觉得自己其实是很有限的。
But when suffering comes, and hardship comes, then we realize we're limited.
才开始讲为什么我会受苦。
And they began to ask, why do I suffer?
才开始明白他自己过去的成就并不能够拯救他。
And then he realizes that all his accomplishments in the past cannot save him.
还有他银行存的很多的钱也没有办法拯救他。
And all the money that he had saved, in the past cannot save him.
所以人遭受苦难在这个世界上是肯定会临到人的身上，但是苦难临到这个问题是不能够否认的。
So we cannot deny the fact that suffering does come to people.
你寻找苦难的原因也不能够解决苦难的问题。
And even if we find the reason for the suffering, we cannot resolve the problem of suffering.
但是当人是想为什么人要受苦呢？
But when we think about why do people undergo suffering?
这个问题是从前到今天的人还是在问的一个问题，为什么人会受苦？
This question has existed and persisted throughout the ages. Why do people suffer?
耶稣在世的时候，他的门徒有时候会常常问问题。
When Jesus was here in this world, his disciples often asked questions.
所以我觉得门徒很有福啊，不明白都可以，主耶稣是什么意思？
I think the disciples were very blessed because whenever they have a question, they could just go straight to Jesus.
我今天有问题都不知道要问谁啊。
And today, if I have a question, I don't know who to go to.
还要看书。
I need to read books.
去查考资料。
To look at my resources.
有时候还也找不到答案。
And sometimes I can't find the answer.
所以我很羡慕门徒啊，没有问题就是也不必看书，不必去图书馆，就问主啊，这是什么意思？
So I envy the disciples because they don't need to go to the library, they don't need to look anything up, they just go to Jesus and ask.
有一次有一个这些门徒，他们就问耶稣一个问题。
And one time, the disciples asked Jesus a question.
就是在这个约翰福音第九章，就是耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
So in John chapter 9, as Jesus was going along, he saw a man blind from birth.
所以耶稣跟门徒在侍奉的时候，有时候在外面总会看到一些人是所谓受苦的人。
So as the disciples served with Jesus, they often saw people who were considered those who were undergoing suffering.
有些人生来就是不能走路，有些人是生病。
Some people were born crippled, some people were ill.
有孤儿寡妇，有穷人。
There's orphans, there's widows, and there's poor people.
但是有一次他们就看到一个人是瞎眼的。
And one time they saw a blind man.
那眼睛为什么瞎？最好就去问眼科医生嘛，问对不对？
If a person is blind, then you go to eye doctor.
今天我们问眼科医生为什么个人瞎眼，医生大概跟你解释是什么缘故，怎么瞎眼的。
So if you go to the doctor and ask why is this person blind, he probably give you all these reasons.
那当时没有眼科医生，所以这个门徒就问耶稣说：“他说拉比，因为拉比就是老师的意思。”这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
So instead of going to the doctors, which didn't exist back then, they came to Jesus, Rabbi, which means teacher. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
这个瞎人是瞎眼，而且这个人生下来就瞎眼，可见他一生出来就是瞎眼，不是因为后来生病的缘故瞎眼，这生下来就是瞎眼的。那这是他们的问题，就是说为什么这个人会瞎眼。
So their question is that this man was born blind. He didn't get blind later because of disease or such, but he was born blind. So their question is why was this man born blind?
所以当时的人就是认为说所有人的问题都有一个原因。
So people thought that every suffering has an underlying reason.
那根据这个他们对信仰的了解，在旧约的了解，就是说所有人的问题都是因为人犯罪的后果。
So according to their understanding, all of men's problem was a result of sin.
所以他们才会问，这个人生来就瞎眼，到底是这个人的问题呢？是他的罪呢？ 还是他父母的罪造成的。
So they were wondering, since this man was born blind, was it a result of the sin of his parents or his own sin?
在约伯记里头，这是一个非常争议性的问题，就是说，是不是所有的苦难都是因为人犯罪造成？
So in the book of Job, it was also a running question, is that, is all the suffering in this world the result of sin?
要怎么解释？这个很不容易啊。
And how do you explain this? This is not easy.
昨天我在看这个 BBC 这个 news 的时候，他讲到这个，有一个新闻讲到这个 Vatican, 就是梵蒂冈罗马天主教，他有一个 statement, 有一个宣，一个说明。
And yesterday I was watching BBC and they were talking about Vatican having made a statement.
他说因为意大利最近不是发生大地震吗？你们知道哦，有个地震。
Because there's a great earthquake in Italy.
其实这个地震，意大利地震，使我们想起在大概是 15th century, 15世纪的时候，曾经发生一个 9.0 的这个地震的意大利，把当时罗马帝国建的所有的建筑物都摧毁掉。
But, if we remember, in 15th century, there was a 9.0 earthquake in Italy that destroyed much of the Roman structures.
所以意大利地震这个事情就是一个成印象是是很震撼人的一回事情。
So it was a very shocking thing and, with the earthquake in Italy.
好。这个 Vatican 在说什么，他说因为有一个团体是天主教的一个团体，他们说最近的大地震是上帝因为这些同性恋而下的一个审判。
And so, there was a Catholic organization that came out and said that basically, the earthquake is the result of the homosexual movement. In
这个 Vatican 说，我们不能够同意他们这样讲。
And the Vatican says we cannot agree with what they said.
他们就不想这个团体把整个天主教讲成就是说这是上帝对你们的审判。
And so they didn't want this Catholic organization's comment to reflect what Vatican says is the result. The earthquake was the result of God's judgment.
那我也不知道意大利这个地震是不是因为 homosexual, 我这个我不知道。
And I don't know if it's, because of the homosexual movement.
但是我读圣经知道这些所谓天灾人祸都是因为我们人类的罪恶所带来的一些影响。
But I know that, the natural disasters and much of suffering it is because of the sin of men.
好，这个瞎子犯罪是他的罪呢还是他父母的罪呢？那耶稣的回答很有意思，耶稣的回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
So regarding this blind man born, this man who was born blind, Jesus had an interesting reply. He said, neither this man nor his parents sinned.Said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
所以耶稣基本上耶稣讲就是说，如果你要找这个一个人受苦的根源，这个不一定你真正知道受苦是什么原因。
So Jesus' basic answer is that if you're going to seek for the root cause of a person's problem, you may not know it.
因为那个没有很大，就是你这没有很大的帮助。
Because it's of no help.
最大的帮助就是说，当苦难临到一个人的身上的时候，人是不是可以从他的身上看见上帝的作为？
So the issue is more of when suffering comes to a person, can he through the suffering see Jesus, see God?
因为苦难真的是能够考验人的一回事情。
Because suffering can truly test an individual.
那神约伯受苦，其实对他信仰是一个很大的考验。
When Job underwent suffering, it was a great test for his faith.
那如果是他是假的，一下子他就放弃他的信仰。
If the faith was false, he would have quickly abandoned it.
如果他的信仰是真的，苦难打不倒他。
If his faith was true, the suffering would not overturn him.
这个瞎子呢，虽然瞎眼，但是他不会说，因为我什么都看不见，我也不认识我的神。
This man, even though he was born blind, did not say, because I can't see anything, I cannot see my God either.
所以真正的在约伯记给我们学一个很大的功课，就是说不是人生有没有苦难，就是当我们有苦难的时候，是不是我们可以从苦难更认识神。
So the lesson to learn from Job is not whether we have sufferings in life, but do we, through suffering, come to know God more?
所以为什么到了约伯记后面的时候，神向他显现，向他启示，最后约伯的回应就是他看见自己的有限跟卑微。
And so, when at the end of God revealing himself to Job, he recognized his smallness and his humility.
那我自己在看约伯记的时候，我发觉他并不是一个骄傲的人。
And when I go through the book of Job, I realize he was not a proud man.
那他甚至还没有受苦之前，其实他是蛮好的。
And even before he underwent the suffering, he was a good man.
他是一个领袖。我想我们教会如果有像几个约伯这样的领袖，哇，这个不得了。
He was a leader, and I think that if a church has a couple of leaders like him, it would be an amazing church.
敬畏神，完全正直。
Fear God and righteous.
那约伯也有很多的财产。
And he also had much wealth.
所以他不骄傲。
He was not proud.
他也不会因为很有钱变得很腐败。
And he was not corrupt because of his wealth.
但并不表示说这样就完全了。
But it does not mean that he's complete.
因为很多时候你发觉，当你我们很平安，一切都有的时候，有时候很多事情我们看不见。
Because we realize that oftentimes when things are going smoothly, there are many things that we do not see.
其中一个看不见的就是不知道自己的有限。
And one thing that we don't see often is our own limitations.
很成功的人不会知道自己是有限的。
A person who's very successful often does not recognize their own limitations.
很会唱歌的人不会知道一个不能讲话人的痛苦。
And a person who sings beautifully does not understand the hardship of an individual who cannot speak.
所以约伯说，我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口，我说了一次，再不回答，我说了两次，就不再说了。
So Job said, I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I have no answer. Twice, but I will say no more.
所以当一个人看见自己的有限以及自己没有能力的时候，你发觉他会寻找上帝，要依靠神。
So when a person sees his own limitations and his inabilities, then he seeks after God.
所以神的介入以及约伯的受苦并没有毁掉约伯，反而使他能够更靠近神。
So when God came in and through the suffering, Job did not depart from God, but he drew closer to God.
我们有时候我们特别是年纪大了，我发现你们教会的年纪也不小，对不对？大概在50岁左右的平均，还能高一点点。
And as we get older, and I realize that this church isn't the average age is probably high.
Yeah, 50-60 huh? 差不多啊。你到了60岁的时候，就开始想一些问题。
When you reach 60, you start asking some questions.
第一个问题想，我还可以活多少年？
One, you ask, how many more years do I have?
比较悲观的人说，哎呀，我还有十年，大概就70嘛。
Pessimists might say, well, maybe I'll just have 10 more years.
有些人说，我有 20, 那就80。
And maybe 20, that puts you at 80.
另外一个大家会想的很多的就是生病。
The other question that people think about is illnesses.
那60岁就是像一部车用到差不多 100,000 嘛，差不多。
60 is probably like a car when you get to 100,000 miles.
100,000 miles 的车有时候要换轮胎。
Sometimes you need to change the tires.
要 change carburetor.
Change the carburetor.
如果再坏下去要 change engine.
Get worse, maybe you need to change the engine.
所以这些问题我们一想的时候发觉哎呀人生 really short, 而且是很不可靠啊。
And when we think about these things, then we realize that life is short and it's untrustworthy.
所以我会问那些年纪大的人，我说你最想的是什么在将来？他说我最想的就是死的时候不要那么痛苦。
And so oftentimes I ask older people, well, what is the things that you're hoping for the future? And their answer is, I just hope that when I die, I won't have to go through suffering.
最怕的又死又死不了，这样拖拖很多年，这很惨。
The worst thing is to drag on and suffer.
我自己在学一个功课，就是说假设有这些事情临到的时候，我说主啊，我不要去埋怨你。
And the lesson I want to learn myself is that if these sufferings should come, that I would not complain against God.
我也不要去怪自己。
I would not go and blame myself.
我要学习一个就是说我怎么样可以转向。
But I want to learn how to turn towards God.
所以约伯在这里他说当我看见自己的卑贱的时候也是他转向神的时候。
And so Job here, when he recognized his own unworthiness, that was when he turned to God.
所以在这个42章2到6节他就开始讲这一段刚才我念过的经文。
So in the passage that we just read, in Job 42, verses 2 to 6.
尤其在第6节他讲的一个字就是懊悔。
And especially in verse 6, he says, and he repent.
Yeah. 这个懊悔这个字的意思说我的态度改变。
And repent is to change one's attitude.
我觉得这个人最重要的就是态度改变。
I think men, the biggest issue is changing our attitude.
我们人这个态度不容易改变的。
It's hard for us to change our attitudes.
我们的那个意念跟人生的方向有时候不对我们也不容易变。
Our thoughts and the direction of our lives, even if it's wrong, oftentimes it's hard for us to change.
所以约伯在这个苦难里头学一个很大的功课就是说 I know how to change. 我知道怎么改变。
So the biggest lesson that Job learned is I know how to change.
那我们都要改变。
We must all change.
不管是什么人都有改变的空间。
No matter who you are, there is room for change.
但是当我说改变的时候我改变到什么方向是什么促使我改变呢
And so when I say change to what direction and what moves me to change?
苦难让约伯能够决定要有改变。
So through suffering, it enabled Job to decide to change.
而且这个改变的方向是上帝引导的一个方向。
And this change was directed by God.
不是说啊，我要改变，那种是自己要改变而改变，但是这个是神的参与使他改变。
It's not as he himself decided the direction to go, but it's through the direction of God.
所以约伯要悔改。
So Job is to change.
他在哪一些地方改变呢
？And how did he change？
这个改变我叫做神引导的忏悔，才是真正持久的忏悔。
So the repentance and through the leading of God is a true type of repentance.
以前我认识一些人，他们。抽烟但是很觉得抽烟不好他说我要戒烟但是戒来戒去就是戒不掉。
And I knew people in the past who realized that smoking was not good for them, they tried to quit but were not able to.
还有一些人是吸毒的他说要戒怎么戒也戒不掉。
And there are drug addicts who tried to quit but they weren't able to.
但是有一天这些人他信了主耶稣基督，你发觉诶，主耶稣帮他改变。
But one day these people, came to know Christ and God helped them to change.
我认识一个，以前我教会一个弟兄。
There's a brother in my church.
他是抽烟的。
He was a smoker.
但是他从来不敢在教会抽，怕被我看到。
But he didn't dare to smoke around church because he was afraid that I'd see him.
那他在家里，他太太也不准他在家里抽，他自己跑到外面抽，抽完再回家。
And his wife did not want him to smoke in the house, so he would go out and smoke and then come home.
所以我就跟他说你要戒掉。
I told him you need to quit.
他说好好好，但是都没有戒。
He said yeah yeah yeah, but he never did.
那有一次他参与这个教会的 short term mission.
And one time he went on a short term mission.
去那个黑底这个地方，带着一般这个 youth 去黑。So, 你看我这个人抽烟还带 short term mission 的。
He took the youth on the mission.
他是很热心，就是抽烟这个问题。后来到了黑底的时候呢，他第一天哇，一看这些孩子啊，一大群这些黑底的青少年在那边很快乐。他就觉得不好意思在他面前抽烟，在他们的面前抽烟。
And so when they were in Haiti, he saw the, a lot of youth there being happy, and so he didn't, dare to smoke in front of them.
他又是做老师，所以不能在那边抽烟。
And he was the teacher, so he didn't want to smoke in front of them.
但是他这个意念一出现，他觉得我不应该在这些孩子的面前抽烟的时候，很奇怪哦，一连六天他都忘记抽烟。
And, when the thought came that he being the teacher, he should not smoke in front of the youth, for 6 days he didn't even think about smoking.
所以他要回来的时候他说好像有什么事情没有做这样。
And when he was coming back, he thought, oh, there may be something that I haven't done.
他才忘记抽烟在过去一个礼拜。
And then he realized he forgot to smoke in the past week.
但是他就不再想抽烟了。
But he no longer thought about smoking.
所以他就回来教会很高兴，就跟别人说，我戒烟戒。你看为什么我要你们参加 short term mission 就是这样。
And this is why I want people to take part in short term mission.
你看神才能够改变人。
It's only God who can change men.
那约伯这个苦难改变他很多，使他更成长。
And Job, through the suffering, it changed him so that he could grow.
第一个他学到就是说，他说我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
And so the first thing is that Job recognized that I know that you can do all things, no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
我们人有自己的旨意，还有上帝的旨意。
We have our own will and God has his own plans.
我们有自己的计划，我们也知道上帝有他的计划。
We have our own plans and God has his own plans.
OK, 整个问题就是说，今天我们是按照上帝的计划生活呢，还是按照我自己的计划？我发现我们大部分的基督徒是照自己的旨意做事。
So the question is that, do we go according to our plans or God's plans? And most Christians do go with our own plans.
Yeah, 我们其实是很多时候照我们的方式去生活的。
Oftentimes we use our own ways to live.
什么时候才会回到上帝的面前呢？就是碰到问题才会回来。
But when do we come back to God? It's when we run into problems.
以前我教会的祷告会人也不多，但是来的都是很好的一些 leader。有一天有一个人忽然间回来，我这个人从来都不来参加祷告会，怎么回来？我心想他一定有问题。
And, in the past, we have prayer meetings, and it's usually a set of, the leaders who come. And one day, this individual all of a sudden showed up, and I thought he must have some problem.
要不就是生癌症。
If it's not, maybe he has cancer.
不然就找不到工作。
Or maybe he lost his job.
就是这一类的问题他就回来。
Those type of problems, he comes back.
但是岳父说，我知道你的旨意不能拦阻，意思说很多时候我们拦阻上帝的旨意，照我的旨意做。
So, Job recognized that no purpose of God can be thwarted, but we try to stop God's plan and do our own ways.
第二个，约伯 在悔改他学到的就是说他知道自己是很有限。
And another thing that Job learned is that he himself is very limited.
我们人真的很有限，很多事情我们不知道。
We are very limited, many things we do not know.
他说谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know.
很多事情我们不知道。
Many things we do not know.
真的很不知道。
We truly do not know.
但是我们又以为知道。
But we thought we know.
我们用我们的知道，我们去生活，去发展，去走前面的路程。
We live, we expand, we try to move ahead based on our own personal knowledge.
所以只有碰到困难、苦难的时候，我们才知道，哎呀，我真的是很多事情不知道。
But it's only when we encounter suffering and problems that we recognize that there are many things that we do not understand.
约伯在这句话里头，他提到两个字，这两个字一个是旨意，然后另外一个叫在这个二节、三节都中文都翻成旨意的。
And Job here speaks of the plans.
中文翻旨意，其实在希伯来文是两个不同的字。
There's two different words for it.
那个第一个字叫 mazima， 另外一个叫做 essa， 这是不同的字在希伯来文。
One is mazima and one is essa in Hebrew.
那什么叫做旨意呢？第一个就是说神的谋略和行事的途径和方法，就是他做事的方法。
So for one is mazima is how God carries things out.
另外一个旨意 essa 就是说他整个 plan， 他 the whole plan 这个是事情。
And the essa is the complete plan， the overall plan.
它不只是我，它包括宇宙、人类历史，还有我们人。个人生命中的计划。
It includes the universe, human history, and our plans for our personal lives.
所以我们一个人其实在整个历史里头，我们只是一个很小很小的一个单位。
So in view of history, we take a very small part.
如果你把整个 universe 放在一起，我们 really 是很小的。
And we consider the universe, we are very little.
很微小。
We are minuscule.
而且我们人生也很短。
And our lifespan is very short.
但是我们活在上帝伟大的计划里头，有时候我们真的不知道我们的很多的事情。
But as we live in God's great plan, that oftentimes we do not understand our part.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
所以为什么这个以赛亚会说我的意念这个神会说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路，在以赛亚书55章第八节。
And so that's why in the book of Isaiah, God says, my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
所以神的意念超过我们的意念，神的道路超过我们的道路。
So God's ways is higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
所以在神的旨意是一个伟大的一个计划。
So, God's plan is a great plan.
所以受苦让我们看见不是只有我们自己，其实还有更大上帝的世界。
So suffering enables us to see not just ourselves, but God's greater plans.
所以约伯他表明他自己是更认识了神。
So Job expresses that he now has a greater understanding of God.
那虽然受苦，但是约伯更认识他的神。
Even though he suffered, yet Job now knows his God better.
我想神对我们人类的期望，其实只有一个，就是更认识他。
And I believe that God has one great hope for mankind is so that we may know him better.
所以他才会说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
And so that's why Job says that, in the past I heard of you, now I have seen you.
这个风闻跟亲眼看见是完全不一样。
And to hear of someone and actually see someone is very different.
风文字懂得一点点，但是亲眼看见是完全的知道。
So to hear of someone is only to sort of know someone, but when you see with your own eyes, then it's knowing better.
神是伟大的。
God is a great God.
所以在这个约伯记里头，如果他们谈神的时候，讲到神各种不同的名字。
So in the book of Job, it used various names for God.
这个希伯来文变形了，跑到你的电脑。
The Hebrew changed form on this computer.
神的名字很有意思的。
God's name is very interesting.
那我们每个人都有名，我们都有名字。
Each one of us has a name.
来，我叫做刘少平。
My name is 少平刘。
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 刘少平，你会发现很奇怪，我跟我弟弟的名字有点不一样，他叫做刘文明嘛，对不对？刘文明。
And,
文明啊，只是他的名字，我叫做少平。
And, my name and my brother's name are very different.
为什么不接下去呢？我们华人都什么文什么文什么嘛，对不对？
And Chinese families tend to give their children names that are related.
你看到两个名还不认为我们是弟兄，因为不同的写法。其实我的原来的名字不叫做刘少平的，我原来的名字叫刘文清。
And,
文字的文，清洁的清，文清，所以他叫做文明。我还有一个弟弟叫文华、文中，所以我们是这样排的。
And so, me and my brothers, their names, our names, all have started off with the one of the characters being the same.
Yeah. 但是文清为什么变成少平呢？
My change from one to the other.
是不是因为要跟刘少奇跟邓小平呢？
Is it to follow some of the other great leaders?
我出生在马来西亚的时候，因为出生在医院的时候，那些 Malay nurse 那些马来人的这个 nurse 就问说你要给你孩子叫什么名？他们讲马来话嘛。
And I was born in Malaysia, and the nurses there, they spoke Malay, and so they asked, what name do you want to give to your son?
我也不知道我爸爸在讲什么。
I didn't know what my father was saying.
我爸爸一定知道要讲刘文清嘛，因为他打算这样给孩子取。
Because, my father must know, the name that he wanted to give me.
但是这个他，所以这个过程当中出现什么问题我不知道，所以你看为什么我们的刘是 LIEW 不是 LIU， 就是变都是根据这些马来音这样变成 LIEW。
And so, that's why for the spelling, instead of LIU is LIEW.
最后不知道怎么样，我的中文名叫刘文清，但是我的那个英文名 birth certificate 叫刘少平，就是这个。
And so, even though my Chinese is one thing, but my birth certificate is 少平刘。
然后念小学的时候，因为我的老师说你的中文名跟这个英文名不 match， 英文名比较重要，因为那是在 birth certificate 在这个 legal 的。他说刘少平，刘少平，他就叫刘少平吧，这样就决定了。
And so when I was in elementary school, the teacher recognized, hey, you know, your Chinese name and your, legal name are not the same, but hey, you know, I'll just go with the legal name.
他改掉我的名字又没有问过我的爸爸妈妈，就改了。
And, my teacher changed my name without asking my, parents.
所以从那天起，我在学校的名字叫刘少平。
So from that day on, my name in school was Liu, Xiao Ping Liu.
那我是人嘛，我只能够有一个名字就够了。
And I'm just a man, I just need one name.
但是上帝呢，他也要有名字。
But God also needs name.
你说上帝有这么多名字，是不是他整天改名呢？
And God has all these names just because he constantly tries to change his name.
我们人一个名字基本上是可以说明我们是谁。
Our name, basically try to say who we are.
但是上帝呢，你一个名字不能够说明他，所以你要 multiple names。每一个名字都要说明上帝一个特点。
And, but with God, he needs multiple names. Each name, saying a particular aspect of him.
在希伯来文它有 El, 有 Elohim, 有 Eloha, 还有 Adonai, 还有 Shaddai, 这些名字都是上帝用来，就说上帝太伟大，我们给他一个名字能够看见一点，给他一个名看见他一点，明白意思吗？
And so God has the name Elohim, Adonai, Shaddai, and all these names only gives us a glimpse of who God is from different aspects.
你说神是 Elohim, 你说他是 the only God.
So we say that God is Elohim, he's the only God.
你说他是 Adonai, 就是说他是一个靠近我们听我们祷告的神。
And he's Adonai, and he's near us, and he hears our prayers.
哦，你说他是 Shaddai, El Shaddai, 就说他是 stable, forever, never change 的一个 God. 这个所以名字很好。
And so, and he's El Shaddai, he's stable, he's forever, and so all these names describe him.
我们的名字只是好听，不一定代表我们自己。
Our names perhaps it sounds good, but it does not represent us.
有些人叫做刘成龙，但是一点都不成功。
And there's people whose name means successful, but they're not successful.
有些人叫做陈小小，哇，但是很有才华。
And some people are called little, yet they're very successful.
我们的名字都是名人的顶，但是上帝每一个名字让我们知道 who our God is， 就谁他是谁。
So our names may not mean much, but every name of God describes who He is.
那什么时候可以跟认识上帝呢？有两种办法。
How can we come to know God more? There's two ways.
好好的时候就来认识上帝嘛。
When we are doing well, then come and know God.
礼拜天来聚会，礼拜三来祷告会，有什么特会也来参加，好好侍奉上帝。在过程当中，没事侍奉上帝不是很好吗？
Come and worship God and come and take part in prayer meeting and special meetings and serve Him.
千万不要等到地震发生的时候祷告会才增加。
Don't wait until an earthquake hits, then increase the prayer meeting size.
所以我们不管怎么样，神都要我们认识他。
So no matter what, God wants us to know Him.
感谢神。
Thank God.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend some time to reflect on today's message.
我们实在是很渺小。
We are truly small.
很有限。
And limited.
很多东西我们不知道。
Many things we do not know.
也让我们能够谦卑在这位创造天地万物的主宰面前。
Help us to humble ourselves before the Creator of heaven and earth.
让我们来专心的仰望他。
Let us focus our eyes on Him.
来认识他。
To come to know Him.
让我们在平安的时候来认识他。
That when things are going well, we may come to know Him.
不要等到灾难来的时候。
Instead of waiting for suffering to come.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们谦卑在你的面前。
To humble ourselves before you.
让我们有一个忏悔的心。
That we may be broken before you.
就好像耶伯一样。
And just as Job.
能够忠心地来跟随你。
To faithfully follow you our lives, in our lives.
来侍奉你。
To serve you.
来认识你。
To come to know you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.